Why I know nicotine vapor is the safer option and my own experience. The Aegis Alliance. There have been real studies done on vapor showing it to be the safer alternative, including a government study in the United Kingdom. Vaping will not cause popcorn lung. In fact, it's more likely to occur from cigarettes. Cigarettes contain upwards of 700 to 1,000 times more diacetyl than you will ever find in any e-liquids. Furthermore, there isn't a single case of popcorn lung from vaping. Also, diacetyl is now not allowed to be used in all e-liquids made in the United States. The main ingredients in vapor are vegetable glycerin and propylene glycol. They're both not known carcinogens and have a very low toxicity level. VG is a harmless ingredient used in many foods and is a safe additive that's used in products that need to stay moist. It's also used in many dental products, including a person's denture washing paste, and even toothpaste. VG is even FDA approved as safe for human consumption. PG generally consists of only 30% of e-liquid. There is disinformation about PG being used in antifreeze, but actually, its toxic cousin is used in antifreeze, and so is PG. But PG is the one ingredient in antifreeze that makes it so there's a good chance you or your pet won't die if you drink it. Just because something is a chemical doesn't mean it's harmful. Just like how if something is natural, it doesn't mean it's safe. Here's what's in a cigarette. I switched from cigarettes to nicotine vapor around 4 years ago, and my lungs feel much healthier. While smoking cigarettes, I had far less stamina and could only run for a short while before needing to catch my breath. This is not the case after switching to vapor. Plus, it motivates me to walk or run my dog more often. I also have more stamina when it comes to lifting weights, doing crunches, or other exercises. Here's my short story. E-cigarette health benefits. Image credit. www.e-cigarettepedia.com. After 2.5 to 3 weeks of only vaping, I began to have brown mucus in my throat in the mornings, even snotty brown lumps. It went away after a little while. The brown mucus was all of the built-up tar and chemicals built up in my lungs and bronchial tubes being rejected out of my body. This is from the alveoles in my lungs springing back to life and rejecting all of the bad built-up junk. My lungs had began the healing process. This is due to the known fact that cigarettes lacerate or cut the lungs, but vapor does not. The body absorbs the tar and chemicals from the cigarette at an increased rate because of this. With vaping, the body actually absorbs less nicotine, because vaping doesn't lacerate the lungs. E-liquid also doesn't contain any known carcinogens or cancer-causing substances, or harmful types of chemicals. My stamina has also greatly improved. I knew then that vapor is the safer option. Kyle James Lee. There's also hardly any garbage waste produced by vapor products. E-cigarette waste compared to cigarette waste. Image credit. ysig.com http://www.3vape.com/. Note. Avoid plastic tanks. Citrus e-liquids can make the tanks crack. I purchase my e-liquids from Vape Juice's website, which is found at vapejuice.com. Their e-liquid is high quality and they're all clear in color. Not too sweet either. I purchase and order 5 days ahead of time before I run out, as to not run out before my e-liquids arrive. Their shipping times are steady. I might buy a smaller bottle or two from a shop to tide me over. Vapejuice.com has an excellent variety of great e-liquids at a great price. They send out discount newsletters through email. They also do not use bottle labeling or advertising that is associated with targeting underage sale to minors or intellectual property theft, IP theft. I go with 3 milligrams nicotine with no extra flavor shots. 3 milligrams of nicotine might sound like a lot unless you use its true value, meaning 0.3 milligrams per milliliter. 3 milligrams e-liquid is considered a low level of nicotine. 12 milligrams is too strong for me. 3 milligrams seems to be the right amount for me. But people use it. My cousin uses 1.5 milligrams nicotine. I used to vape 6 milligrams but have since lowered it. I prefer the 70/30 VG-PG ratio. Vegetable glycerin and propylene glycol are mostly harmless to humans, unless consumed in very large amounts at once. Nicotine itself is similar in this way, being mostly harmless in moderate amounts, and is similar to caffeine. It would take 50 milligrams of nicotine at once in order to induce a possible nicotine overdose. Thus why e-liquid products always tell you to never drink them. It's best to keep your mod at 100 watts at the most, in order to not burn up the cotton. I prefer 90 watts. This has been my story about how vaping is the safer option. Thanks for your time. Kyle James Lee. Sources cited. Vapejuice.com. http://vapingmedia.com/. www.e-cigarettepedia.com. www.3vape.com. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.